Crossroads, destinations along Minnesota's Highway 1. I have been traveling along Minnesota's Highway 1 looking for those little out-of-the-way places, and Northome is both little and out-of-the-way, happily so. A huge welcome sign urges me to turn off Highway 1 and into downtown, where ranks of shops and businesses face off across a wide thoroughfare. It's the kind of broad main street that would make a great location for an Old West shoot-em-out. Yeah, I watch a lot of movies. You know, I've always found that the best way to get to know a community is to meet the people who live there. So I've arranged to meet with Linda Dreyer, the local gal who always gets the scoop. She's the publisher and editor of the Northome Area News. And I assumed that for someone to become the publisher of a newspaper, they either had to be born into the business or have climbed their way up the ladder from cub reporter to hard-nosed editor. Linda and her friend and business partner, Irene, didn't follow a calling so much as a suggestion.
I had daycare for 23 years and worked on the dairy farm. I bottle-fed calves and things like that. And then Irene's husband, my partner, he said, why don't you and Irene start a paper? We need it. And I said, no. And we just kind of laughed about it. Irene and I kind of shrugged it off. And the next month, I just got to thinking, and I said to Joel, were you serious? Do you really think we could do that? Yeah, why don't you do it, he says. And so our very first paper was November 20th in 2008. We were so nervous. We were so nervous because we'd never done anything like this before. We did a lot of personal interviews, things that we had no idea that our town and our whole community is so talented. There's people who start greenhouses, gardens, huge gardens, and they sell at farmers market. People that make quilts, beautiful quilts up here. There's wood carving, there's metal workers. We have a man that does blacksmithing metalwork. Beautiful, beautiful job. And I had no idea that these people were hidden in our community until I actually got out there with the paper. You know, Irene has said a lot of times, can you believe we're doing this? I said, oh, Irene, we can do it. I just had faith in the two of us that we could do it.
I'm the outsider in Northome. I'm the traveler who's come into a strange town to see what she'll find. But in a way, Linda, who's lived here most of her life, is a lot like me. Her work for the newspaper has brought her to places and to people in Northome she wouldn't have met otherwise. And one of the lasting gifts of this shared journey was the strengthening of the friendship between Linda and her co-publisher, Irene.
She passed away last month. She was terminal cancer, and she helped as much as she could, and then when it got to be too much, then her daughter, she helped out. And then the hardest part was the couple weeks before she passed away, because I did as much as I could to be with her, because we also became close friends. We still did the paper, so we were, you know, doing that as well, and I was delivering papers the day that she passed. And so it's been a hard experience, but we both enjoyed the paper. We both really enjoyed the challenge of starting something from nothing. You learn so much along the way. Yeah, it's taken a lot of hours, a lot of phone calls, a lot of paperwork, but I think we finally got it in the place now where we were happy with it, and we are successful, and we see we make a difference.
Linda Dreyer has made Northome not only her home, but the subject of her journalistic eye. That clustering of business, life story, and abundant talent thrives at the fringes of a vast swath of greenery, the Chippewa National Forest. You can't miss it. But the gem of this natural treasure has to be the Lost 40, a patch of old-growth forest either forgotten about or overlooked, thankfully, by the logging barons of the 19th century.
There is a place up the road called the Lost 40. I like to walk through that. In the Lost 40, you can experience trees that are 300 to 400 years old, and it takes 2 to 3 people to get your arms around the trunk of these trees. They're so immense. And so you get a sense of what it must have been like up here before we came in and logged off all the big trees. It's peaceful and smells real good and is quiet. So.
Kyla and Dean Haig operate the Dora Lake Lodge, whose driveway just happens to sit across the entrance to the Lost 40.
My husband has always wanted to run a resort. And in 2004, we went on a canoe trip in the Boundary Waters. We're from Iowa. And we went home after our canoe trip, and he said, you know, we're either going to talk about it our whole lives or we're going to do something about it. And so that summer, we started looking for resorts. And end of that July, we found this place.
How did you find this place?
Kind of.
The Lord.
Yeah, I think he led us here. We had put our name out with a lot of different realtors, and we had a realtor send us information about this place, and it was a little far north for us. We weren't sure we wanted to come this far, but we agreed to come and look at it, and we got halfway down the driveway, and we just kind of looked at each other and said, I think this is where we're going to end up living. Yeah. We're going to end up staying here, so everything just kind of bloomed from there, and here we are, 8 years later. Yeah. So I guess my biggest goal up here is, you know, we're in the vacation business, and you don't get much vacation in your life when you work in the world. It's an important time. You know, it needs to be a good time. You can't get it back. So if it's an awful time, you don't feel good about that. So it's really important to me that when people come, you know, I do whatever I can to make their vacation a memory for them that they can pass down to their family and continue that vacation joy, you know, for years to come. So it's important. I love when the first spring we were here, we'd gotten up early, and this building that we're sitting in right now was the game room, but it wasn't the office. The office was still over there in the front part of the home, and we'd gotten up, I think it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were, you know, brand new and fresh and eager and sitting there having coffee in our pajamas, and all of a sudden the door opened and in walked three people we didn't know with a minnow bucket wanting to get bait. Because that was, you know, part of the business and part of the house, and
that's when we moved it.
That's when we realized at the time that we needed to kind of find a boundary so that we weren't getting people into the living room at strange hours of the day wanting to buy bait. So we had to localize the office over here. But
I woke up from a nap with somebody saying, "Hey," in my living room. So, yeah.
Well, we just came out of the lodge, the office, game room area. And from here, where you're standing, you can see the south end of our lake and where the Bowstring River comes in. And it's beautiful. It's one of the few lakes that you'll see that isn't surrounded by homes. So it still feels really secluded and really kind of wild. In a way, we kind of look at it as a last frontier for us. So you walk out and you can see the lake and our cabins, and our home is right there. And this is our dog Zoe. She pretty much thinks that people exist just to play with her. She's 5 years old. She's a black lab. She will bring you sticks and balls. And if you don't want to play with her all week while you're here, please don't throw it, because once you throw it, she's yours. She never quits. And this is our lakefront. It has a river that runs through it. We typically have a pair of loons that stays right here in the bay all the time. And this is the lake. Today it's very still. Everybody's out fishing at the moment, so our boats aren't here, but... Uh-oh, here comes somebody with their ball.
Yes, I want to play.
You want this? You ready to go swimming? Get it. Go get it. Go get it. And that's a sound and a sight that goes on all day long.
This is Britt Ahmet on the road from North Home for KAXE, KBXE, where Crossroads, Destinations Along Highway 1 is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.